Blog Talk Radio. Come get this teaching arranged by the author Sherelle Omiika Bidiako Garth. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching. I'm just testifying. And you know I'm not lying. Well, we've taken our music to another place, somewhere out there in the middle of space. Busting out with lines of ebonics, reducing ourselves to a level of demonics, when we can be pushing albums that blunt it. Instead, we choose to front it. Well, we don't take without giving back. We do this in order to circumvent lack. It's a fact. It's the principle of reciprocity in act. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching. I'm just testifying. And you know I'm not lying. While we've gone from paying some dues to singing someone else's blues, we can't continue to allow ourselves to be used. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching. I'm just testifying. And you know I'm not lying. We went from segregated to integrated to miseducated, now to reeducated. It's time. It's time. We've been dedicated before we soon regret it. Put down the pipes. Lift up your heads and let's possess the mics. For we're taking this music to a brand new height. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching, just testifying. And you know I'm not lying. Once rendered mute, unable to use the words of our own pursuit, we've got a brand new vocabulary at our disposal. While we're not even writing our own proposals, while the stories of the ghetto hood unfold, of the coming one to be foretold. Didn't you know it? That it's our time now to manufacture our own flavor of rhymes. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching, just testifying. And you know I'm not lying. Let's take the message to a higher ground, like Stevie Wonder and James Brown. While we don't have time for fooling around, let's take the beat. Let's take the beat where we can all get down, where we can all get down. Knowledge and truth is what the people want to hear. In this critical time of living in fear, let's possess the stage like the coming of the new millennium age. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching, just testifying, and you know I'm not lying. Now I'll ask you, are you the one, or is there another to come to take this music to a higher level? And if you aren't, then come get this teaching and give it to those who I'm not reaching.
And welcome. Welcome to Care to Read. You have your Omiika 7 here, your advisor, the one you need, and your advocate, the one you want. I'd like to welcome you this evening to Care to Read. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you can, yes, I can see myself, but I don't know what happened to Johnny. Looks like somebody have, removed him. But nevertheless, you know, we're going to go right on with this topic. I have this information in my hand. Maybe Johnny can get his phone fixed and he can join us back. In the meantime, let me talk to you a little bit more about homeopathic, because I want the listening audience out there to know what we're dealing with when we say homeopathic, okay? Let me go to station identification, and I'll come right back at you in the air, and then that way we can start this discussion off right, all right? I'll be brief.
I'll be brief. I won't hold you up like some comfy. I'll get straight to the point. In no time, I'll have you. the door. Just remember, I still have the floor. I'm a poet, for those of you who don't know it. And it's been my real intention to show it.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we're back, and we're covering the topic of liver cleansing and health. We have a guest that is out there in the atmosphere. I don't know what the technicality was, but when we were bringing him on, something seemed to have happened very strange that had never happened before. I want to make this announcement that this system has been working fine, and Block Talk has not had this type of problem before. I don't know what the technicality might be, but I'm going to speak to that and address that energy so that it will move on out of the way and be corrected. Jenny, if you are out there, we're still on the air, and if you would like to join us, you're welcome to call back in. Nevertheless, we have a program, and we're going right on with our program. As I talk to you about homeopathic, I said the remedy used by homeopathic comes from a natural source. And we are prepared in such a way that we are devoid of all chemical toxicity. And in the conventional medicine, drugs are generally given for their efficiency on the organism, while in homeopathic, a single remedy is given to provoke a reaction of the organism. This reaction is a healing reaction. Since only the living organism can heal itself, the homeopathic remedy is merely an influence used to provoke a reaction to bring about recovery. The greater the degree of the similarity between the symptoms that are provoked by the remedy on a healthy person and the symptoms displayed by the person who is sick, the greater the will would be to recover. Generally speaking, people affected with chronic diseases do not expect their levels of health to improve. With years when treated with conventional medicine, this is not the case with homeopathic, because homeopathic treatment is a majority of the case and directly targeted to the fundamental causes of a disease. The fundamental causes of a disease or the basic reason why a person becomes sick is their intrinsic susceptibility to be sick. In general, one can assert that disease is a state of imbalance, resulting from the combination of several factors, and they are. To simplify, we can use these main groups to summarize these factors of the cause. Number one, first, the general susceptibility of the individual to be sick, determined by hereditary. Secondly, the environment and all factors of the stress. And third, the way one conducts his life, which includes hygiene, diet, exercise, and mental hygiene. Now, let me stop right there. Some may not realize that we have something called hygiene and dietary hygiene, but dietary hygiene is very important to keep our bodies septically clean. Years of experience enable homeopathic physicians to confirm that in the general majority of the cases, the fundamental causes of disease is predisposition of the individual to be sick, the imbalance, which is the disease state. In fact, only the expression of this predisposition to be sick. Once the conjured or the factor that becomes favorable to the expression with the most similar remedy, for in other words, the most homeopathic, and the organism rebalance itself globally so that the tendency to be sick is generally decreased. This explains the extraordinary results achieved by homeopathic. The person who is afflicted with an acute disease due to infection or poisoning or accidental or emotional shock, and that's right, I want to say emotional shock because some of us can be shocked by life itself, or with a chronic disease of psychological emotional or physiological nature, in a state of imbalance which is unique to him. The role of the homeopathic physician will be to gain all the symptoms associated with the general imbalance of the patient to be able to find remedies that will be the most specific for this individual in this state. How does a visit of a homeopathic physician take place? Now, if Johnny does come back, we will be addressing how does it take place. And what I can tell you is because I do aspire to going to see homeopathic, they're listed in your yellow pages, and most of them can also be connected to in the health food stores. And just as we were going to talk about one of the health food stores today, I'm going to leave that up to Johnny when he does come back to talk about that particular health food store. What we would like to say is that some people conduct workshops in a health food store. You can go to the health food store, and you can literally entertain yourself with a visit from lecturers and speakers who inform us about product. And as those people begin to inform us, it better acquaints us with the products and with all of the products that are available in the homeopathic category. So you can find those in the yellow pages, or you can actually access them through your local health food store. Which diseases can be treated with homeopathic? Now, there is a wealth of diseases that can be treated with them, and there's a wealth of modalities. And one in particular that I'd like to mention is the Bach flower essence, which are used for neurological and emotional stresses. And usually most of the diseases start from a neurological perspective, and you can access the Bach flowers on your own. They are available in a health food store, and you must follow the instruction that has been given. And there's tinctures, and there's fusion, and there is herbs. So there are a number of different methods. And also there is aromatherapy where they can be accessed through the ventilation of through the auricular in the ear or through the nostrils. And those oils can be breathed in through an infusion, or they can be put on topically, or they can also be dropped under tongue. And some have found that with the doctor's instructions, they've actually placed them in the ear. So there are many modalities of how that you can acquire these homeopathics. And can a pregnant woman or a newborn baby benefit from the homeopathic? Now, I'm going to leave that up to the experts to talk about that. I am not a physician, so I am not here to break things down to you according to God. I'm here to tell you where you can find these materials. I'm really informing you as to where you can find these products. And how does homeopathic deal with patients affected with problems resulting from emotional trauma, severe grief, or consequences of mood disorders such as anger, depression, or anxiety? Now, I can speak to you from the perspective of grief and anxiety. I have worked with children in that area, and I do know that there is a certain procedure that we're instructed to carry a person through or a child through that is going through grief. And usually, no matter how much you tell them that things will get better, there still needs to be a modality, a process used to carry this person to the next level of removing the stress or the anxiety or grief, which one it may be. And how does homeopathic address patients with infectious diseases? Now, they may address them in many different ways, and the doctor would have to make that decision. I would hope that the patient was smart enough to keep their doctor involved and to let their doctor be connected to everything they're doing, their allopathic doctor, as well as their doctor that they may be going to see that is a non-drug therapy doctor and homeopathic. You do not do anything outside of what your doctor is prescribing for you, and you do not go and take any of these homeopathic without their knowing. Now, which conditions are outside the scope of homeopathic? That would be something for the doctor to tell you, okay? And as I indicated, I'm not a doctor. Now, what we did want to focus on is detoxification of the liver, which is the largest organ of the body. And just as I was talking earlier about the Ionic Cleanse, this is a product that was posted in one of the health food stores, which they actually do this treatment, and you can have the treatment done there. I have no idea what the outcome of it is. I cannot endorse it one way or the other. All I know is they talked about that they have this procedure, and Jenny was going to tell us more about it. But since he's not here, I would just like to deviate from the topic of that Ionic product and leave it for another date. However, I will like to talk to you about detox. and how valuable and important it is for our bodies so that we can stay healthy. It is very important that you should not only cleanse the lower intestines but the upper intestine, and not only the liver but the skin, okay? And there are different types and different levels of detoxes that you can go through. And it's very important that you stay in contact with your doctor when doing this. And we are not endorsing any products here. We're not endorsing any companies here or doctors. But what we're saying, in order for us to stay healthy, we know that hygiene is a very important thing. There is a gentleman by the name of Dr. Diamond who actually wrote a book about pain, and he also focuses in on hygiene issues. And he indicated that one of the main things was working with hygiene problems. And if you can remember, septic problems back in the Dark Ages was a big problem. Septic problems was causing a lot of diseases, and they had to be addressed. Yesterday we talked to someone about essential oils and how they were used back in the ancient days when the thieves were breaking into the tombs to steal this oil that was buried with the ancient people. This oil was so valuable, and those who kept the oil and were able to obtain oil in the end were considered to be rich, because this oil was valuable just like it was money. Today, health is going to be valued. And I know that you've been watching Obama's procedure on the health care plan and how he proposes to eradicate the problem of health care shortage and the funds for it. I would like to say that it's very important that we understand that the hospitals were created for not acute situations, but for chronic things. Well, actually, for those acute things that we may come in contact with, such as emergencies. That's why you see the emergency clinics where you can go in and get that immediate care. But however, for preventative maintenance and long-term things, we are to make sure that we're utilizing the proper things for preventative long-term care to cut down on misusing of the emergency room. And there used to be an incentive, you know, for people to go in for long-term preventative maintenance so that they wouldn't end up in these emergency rooms with an acute situation. And the reason why I'm saying that is because I worked in an emergency room for over 6 years, and I saw those patients coming in, sometimes neglect of not having things done, then as well as emergencies and acute situations. But I do know that on this show we're talking about keeping the body strong, keeping the mind strong, and physically keeping ourselves healthy, our mind, body, soul, and spirit. So it would behoove us to make sure we knew where our local health food store was, we knew where those people in the community who were of non-drug therapy treatments, such as the one we talked to yesterday, who does raindrop therapy, Vital Flex, who also offers aromatherapy. It would behoove us to know where these people were, because in the event that you don't have insurance and you might have to pay out of your pocket, some of these places would allow you to set up payment plans to assist in getting your service that you need. Now, getting back on the topic for today, I have a brochure here about Ask the Doctors, and more you can go on the Internet and you can plug in a symptom and ask the doctors. And here is a brochure that talks about Ask the Doctors and answers to your health question. Now, this means that your health care is just a blink away, and you can push a button and now find out what your illnesses are. Kind of scary if you don't have the background and knowledge for it. That's why it's important to go to these workshops, seminars, to better acquaint yourself. We are an information-sharing organization, and we want to make you literate in all areas of affair, and that means to be acquainted with the high-frequency words, the products that are out there, and also the methods that they're using for alternative treatment. We want you to know about that. Now, in this newsletter, it goes on to say that, so what exactly is a liver cleanse? What does it do? Now, he writes in his article, a liver cleanse can prevent and repair liver damage In short, it supports the health of the liver. And he goes on to say it supports phase one and phase two, increase the bowel production and bowel flow, increase the gallbladder response, adds fiber and absorbs the bile and the toxic preventing absorption, transports the bile and toxics out of the body. Now, this is printed on the internet, and you can pull this right off. Then he goes on with the question and answers. What are the roles of the liver? Now, I think that's a good thing to ask, and we need to know what is the role of our liver. How does it function in our body? His answer was, the liver is one of the most complex organs in the body. To make anthology, to think of the liver as a computer, a hard drive, and the brain as a computer, compress the chip, and the brain processes, but does not necessarily do the hard work of the running of the body that is left to the liver. He goes on to say, so what does the liver do? Everything, he answers, we eat, drink, or absorb through the skin is processed by the liver. Because of this, the liver plays a vital role in the body's detoxification process. Get that, ladies and gentlemen. It cleans out the bad food and the toxic, requiring it to be constantly exposed to harmful substances. The liver detox the body of these poison substances by transforming and removing toxic and waste. There are five main sources of body toxins and waste that the liver deals with, five of them. And he goes on to say, the toxins from the food, the trace of pesticides and preservatives, toxins from alcoholic, toxins from outside drugs and effluents, and environmental pollutants, internally produces substances such as hormones that are no longer needed, nitrogen containing waste left over from proteins reused, and energy production. These toxins and waste are converted into less harmful nutrients by the liver and then eliminated from the body. This two-step process called phase one and phase two, toxification, can require different nutrients in order to convene toxins into harmful substance. Although there is some overlap, for instance, phase one uses oxidation as a way of breaking down toxics and milk thistle are crucial. And he goes on to talk about phase two. That is a lot of information, ladies and gentlemen, but yet, nevertheless, it is on the internet. It is information. And this is how some of us go about finding our information. Maybe this might be okay when in a rush, but it would behoove you to have your own doctor and have a doctor that you see on a regular basis so that you are not taking matters in your own hand and that you are exercising the intelligence and instructions of a professional. Now, he goes on to say, what else does the liver do? And there's much more. Synthesizing protein and cholesterol and converting carbohydrates and protein into fats, which are stored for water usage. Could you hold for 1 minute? I'm going to go to station identification here.
Did you ever believe? Arranged by the author Sherelle Omiyika Bidiako Garth. Did you ever believe in things that you couldn't see, or things you thought you could never be? Like a dreamer, that's what I've learned to be, believing for things that I can't see.
All right, and we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Care to Read. We are talking about detoxification, and that phone number is 646-478-0270. And you can light up those phones out there and call at any time. We're talking about detoxification and ionic. We're going to go one more time for station identification and see if we're going to find out where Mr. Johnny went to. Stay tuned. Hello? Once again, welcome back. And you're in the atmosphere, and we found out what went wrong with Johnny. What went wrong with Johnny was he wasn't hearing the show, so I had to get him back on the line, and he is going to come and join us, so that's great. That will give me a chance to let the experts speak on the topic. But nevertheless, as I was saying, you can go on the Internet. You can access so much information nowadays. It's almost a shame for a novice to have access to all that information when he's asking a doctor. He needs to have interpretation of how to make application. And we're talking about liver cleansing, which is one of the largest organs in the body. And liver cleansing is something that we have to understand. Mood is affected by our liver. If you are saddened with anxiety, if you are angry, emotional, your liver usually is affecting by your emotions. And that's when one might think that maybe I'm having some problems with my liver. Maybe I need to detox and cleanse. I've seen where some people have gone on detoxification diets while they're actually still consuming food with liquids. And I've seen where people have continued their regular diet and just use a certain supplement to cleanse that liver. As I told you, the skin is a large organ, and it has to purify itself by releasing sweat and toxins. So it is cleansing as you go to sleep and as you go about your busy day every day. But the organ of the liver, we were talking about the ionic cleansing and cleansing out the toxic and the preservatives and any byproducts from protein that can come out of the body. The liver in and of itself can be cleaned through the feet. And this was a procedure talking about the ionic bath cleanse for detoxification. They are now doing this in some of your health food stores, and you can make appointments, and it's not done in the doctor's office. And I was kind of concerned about the septic, the procedures, and are these people licensed, and do they have the skills to do this? And I was concerned about how a patient would go in and know that they needed this procedure, and if they had it, how could they measure how successful it's been? One of the things we can do on our own, and that's something that we don't necessarily have to have instructions for someone to tell us, is to keep our bodies clean. It's important to explain to young children who are going off to school that, it's important to have bowel movements. You know, are you having regular bowel movements? Are you able to get the food in and out, or are you finding yourself constipated and impacted? it's very important that young people are talked to about this, because I know of situations where people have become locked bowel, where their bowel has become so locked that they have to go on the surgery table to have the bowel unlocked. And some people don't make it if it's a crucial situation where they can't handle that in time. Now, let me also say that that cleansing is a part of hygiene, and it's okay to talk about. And it's not something that's dirty. What's dirty is when the bowel backs up in your body and you start smelling it through your pores, indicating that you have a toxic bowel or toxic liver of some sort. So it's important to talk about this thing in a manner that you can share it with your children, and also talk about this with your husband if he is eating and constantly eating and he's getting food in but none is coming out. Then you can have a problem of someone being very, very irritable with mood disorder is one of the first signs. And I'm saying this so that I can equate my audience to the fact that there are certain foods that can keep you regulated, so that when you are eating your vegetables and your green kale and foods that are able to digest quickly and go in the body and out faster, sometimes the body functions better, because digestion is one of the hardest jobs you will ever do in your life, people, and it takes so much energy. That's why you see animals go and lay down after they've eaten a hearty meal, because that digestion makes them very tired, very sluggish, and so does it make human beings tired, because you are using all of your enzymes, you're using all of your acids to break down all of these compounds of protein. And as I said, there are byproducts of protein that don't get broken down, and those things have to come out of the body. They have to be filtered out, and if they're filtered out and you are having problem with that liver functioning properly and the gallbladder, where all of this filtration is coming from, then you would wonder, you know, is the liver working right? Is it functioning properly? I want to also say that there are so many products on the market now specifically for joint control and mood disorder. It's all associated with the liver. And being that it's a large organ, then there's also the kidneys that has kidney stones. And the stones are a form of things being thrown off in the body also. But I want you to be knowledgeable about the fact that there's things that you can do at home in your diet, and there's things you can do as preventative maintenance. Every episode doesn't have to be an acute case because you're running to the doctor when you should have done some preventative maintenance at home. It's important that the doctor knows if you're having irregularity. It's important that you get the fiber in your diet so that you are not constipated or compacted. It's important that most of your weight is not fecal matter. Now, I want to speak to you about something that's very, very prominent called Candida. And Candida bacillus is a well-known and thriving operating yeast in your lower intestine. I first learned about this through finding out that children can have these problems with the yeast building up in the body, and these yeasts become so powerful that they begin to act like amoebas, and they demand sweet and flowers and sugars in the body. And in Japan, there was some research done on children that were having behavior problems, and they found out through the doctor that most of these children were infested with Candida bacillus, which can mimic attention deficit behavior disorder, which can cause that child to act as if he has an abnormality of minimum brain disorder. Now, the reason why I can talk to you about this is I spent 5 years researching attention deficit disorder with hyperactivity, without hyperactivity. I did my research on children and the effects of various different treatment plans, because periodically I was bombarded in the classroom with every form of treatment plan you can think of by the parent. There was a program where the child would come in with a watch and you would time them and you would give them sort of like a Pavlov's experiment where if he did something good, he would reward him with a token, and he would keep time of how often he was able to make decisions. Those are modalities without medication. I've even seen where I had to send a child down to the nurse's office periodically to have his Ritalin or whichever medication he was on. Now, what I did notice about the child, their moods changed very drastically. If they were on a stimulant high of acting out and high behavior, not completing things and doing being multitasking and not completing anything, I noticed that once they had this medicine, it would put them in sort of a drunken state where they were sedated. And sometimes if it was before noon, before lunch, they would lose their appetite altogether and have no desire for food. I saw this go on year after year, and mothers were very concerned that during the summer they would want to take the children off the medicine and say that I want to give them a break. However, mothers didn't know that there were alternatives. One of the things that I was doing during this time was working with various different doctors in California who treated attention deficit disorder. It was so new that they didn't know what they were dealing with as far as alternatives. But some of the parents were able to research this online, and they did find other alternatives, such as amino acids. And they were able to give these amino acids, which were protein levels that would actually cause the serotonin level to become very well balanced. And this is part of what in the brain, the serotonin has to be able to receive a message. I mean, the brain has to receive a message from the right side to the left. And the vehicle they use is serotonin to carry it back and forth. So these terms start getting thrown around in front of me frequently as I attended these meetings, so I became accustomed to understand it. And just for the record, I did spend some time training and taught medical terminology, so I'm very affluent when it comes to the terminology of medical records because I needed to have this for some programs that I was going through. So as they talked about all these terms and the child was in my care and I had to determine what best to do for the child, and I wasn't at liberty to give out any type of medicine, but at the same time, I had to be careful that this child received this Ritalin. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to stop right here because we think our guest is in the audience and we're going to welcome him. And this is Johnny Jurassic.
Hello. Johnny. It's wonderful to talk to you, Sherelle.
Oh, thank you for coming back, Johnny. And I apologize for whatever happened out there, but we're not going to equate on that. We're going to go right into the topic, Johnny. And I think I've given you such a thick introduction that you can slide right into home base.
Oh, yes. I love what you were talking about, detoxification. It's so very important for everyone to do, for children, you know, for adults, you know, especially people going away to college when they don't have mom or dad on their backs, kind of saying you need to be going to the bathroom. You know, what you're putting in needs to be coming out, and especially here in Northwest Indiana, we're the sixth most toxic county in the United States. So it's very, very important, and it's very important to help out the body, like you were saying, with different food and products. What I'm going to talk about is the ionic foot cleanse. It's a very simple principle. An ion would be any kind of negatively or positively charged atom. It tends to attach to different debris in the body, and when placed through a charge, it works a lot better than, say, if you were to get those foot pads that people see on television or in the grocery store. What we do at our health food store, it's a means of using the circulatory system to remove toxins at the cellular level through the pores of the feet through osmosis. So going from high pressure to low pressure, it's an excellent, gentle way to cleanse for the body. People will do it for all kinds of different things. Definitely candida, as you were talking about earlier, such a rampant and unknown problem in society nowadays, masked by so many different conditions. But it also works very.
Excuse me for a minute, Johnny. I'm going to say this to you, just to ease your position in this. I'm going to invite you back tomorrow if you would like to come back tomorrow, so you don't have to feel rushed. Okay. Is that all right? If you could be available tomorrow for us, then I will have you on at the first part of the hour so you can still do yourself justice, because I hear all this knowledge you have, and I certainly want to make sure we capture it.
I would enjoy very much coming back tomorrow then. Mm-hmm.
And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, this is Jenny. Can you pronounce your last name? I didn't want to care if it was Jaref.
Jarosevich.
Jarosevich. Okay, I almost made him Jarosevich Park.
After Jurassic Park came out, nobody was ever going to say it again, right? I'll tell you.
And that's the same thing I was thinking. I was like, oh, I'm going to kill, I'm going to murder the name. But I want to say this, Sonny, you came so highly recommended by your boss. I was just really impressed.
Thank you.
With her telling me your training you had and how Bounds gave you your training. I thought this was great. And most of the time, managers will say, well, I have to come in and talk, because they're not sure what their colleagues or their workers are going to say.
Exactly.
So what I am going to say is that I am eagerly looking forward to it. So, Jenny, tomorrow at 6:30, if you could keep that number and call us back tomorrow before my other guests, I'm going to have you on to set the precedence to get the show going. Is that okay?
That would be wonderful. I'm not going to let my technical ignorance stop me this time or tomorrow next time, and I'll be more than happy to come back on.
Well, that sounds great. And sometimes we really try to lay a foundation so that when the speaker come on, they can just go right in there. That way we open it up so they can start it and lead the conversation where they might. I hope that I, ladies and gentlemen, have did a justice on trying to talk about liver cleansing. However, I've had a medical background, Jenny. I worked in a hospital for six years and started a degree in medical records. So I had to take all that anatomy, physiology, chemistry, pathology. And then I went back into the classroom and never got to use a lot of that training. Nevertheless, I didn't know it would serve me later on. But what I would like to say is that I am very interested in hygiene, and these are part of the septic problems that the nurses were finding that were causing disease because they were carrying septic on their hand. You know
Absolutely.
What I'm saying?
Absolutely. It's one of those things where I try to tell people at work, you know, it's like your car. If you're putting the right stuff in, if you're taking care of it, you don't really have to worry about any of your problems. And it's so true that prevention, just keeping the hygiene up, keeping your body cleansing properly, prevention is so much better than a cure. So if you could just take these, you know, simple things and live by them, you'll have such a higher quality of life.
And I found in working in emergency rooms that the more I made sure I was cleaning under my nails and cleaning my hands and using various different modalities to make sure bacteria wasn't growing anywhere, then the easier it was for me to work in emergency, because believe you me, we were the first on the scene. So there used to be a saying, don't stand there, do something. But then the doctors came out with, stand there, don't do something. So everybody would say, why don't you do anything? I said, I'm not touching anything. Mm-hmm. But we don't know what we're dealing with.
It's so true.
And,
it's like it could be more harm than good sometimes, you know.
Absolutely. And you know, the other thing I was hoping, I really want to get into that topic of attention deficit disorder and on that candida, because this is something we want to eradicate. This is like a real amoeba that's living in the body, invading the body.
And it's something
you
that you just don't hear about. And it's something that so many people battle with for years and years and years, and have, you know, they go to certain doctors that maybe have never even heard of it or don't know the most effective modes of lowering the level of candida in the body, that it could be so emotionally taxing on people. They just don't know where to turn sometimes.
Oh, I know. I've seen the kids, and believe you me, they would be tearing their clothes off and on the floor. I would be so tired. I had 16 of these kids, and I didn't know whether to scream at the end of the day or say, hallelujah.
Yes. It's like, give me the strength.
But, you know, we're going to continue this topic on tomorrow. And, ladies and gentlemen, we have Jenny in the audience, one of the experts, and he came highly recommended to us. And, Jenny, Jurassic, pronounce that again for me.
Jarosevich.
Jarosevich. Okay, I didn't myrtleize the name. Now, what I want to say is that we're going to keep that down right there, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going to change it. So tomorrow when we come back, before our other guests come on, we're going to give Jenny a half an hour, and I won't talk so much, and I'll let him do the talking about all these things we need to know about how to get the ionic foot bath and where to go and what mm-hmm. will it do for us and how can we benefit from this detoxification and is this something we need to do on a regular basis and is it preventative maintenance and will my insurance cover it or do I pay out of pocket? That's the first thing people ask, Johnny. I told them I paid for so much stuff out of my pocket, I don't even know why I pay medical because I go to all sorts of doctors.
I know what you mean. And it's, you know, the things that they'll allow, the things they won't allow, it's, you know, you can go broke trying to sell healthy sometimes, you know. But
but you know what? I tell you, I spend a lot on my food. I tell people, look, if I am a mechanic and I got to keep this car running and keep energy functioning, I got to put the best food in it, and
you
I don't want
it.
Inferior food.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
It just makes sense, you know.
I spent about $60 buying grains and nuts, and they're looking at me like I'm crazy. I said, well, what else am I supposed to do? Go in the store and buy all this prefab?
Yeah, I know exactly. You know, so many times it's so sad nowadays that my mom always says when she was growing up, candy was expensive and fruits and vegetables were cheap. But now it's almost flipped where you can buy this garbage for, you know, all these gigantic meals of processed grain and just things devoid of any kind of health to them. And nowadays it is a little more expensive to get the good natural or the good organic produce that I could see why some people would say, you know, I'm getting more bang for your buck. But really, like the analogy where if you're putting garbage into your car, it's not gonna work for you. Same thing with food in the body.
Absolutely.
And it's an investment, I guess, you know, but it's one you can't pay enough for your health, I have to believe.
And, you know, Danny, it's getting so strange now when people talk to you about the topsoil being depleted and there's mm-hmm. no silt on the vegetables, so you're getting depleted vegetables. Then
mm-hmm.
you begin to say, oh, I got to spend some money and buy some organic food. Now.
I know. It's like it's like you want to go hunting around the neighborhood for whoever has a garden and try to, you know, get a hold of them around the fall time. That's what I tend to do and try to get a little
but
bit of produce.
What, Danny, I hope you can talk to us about, and I hope you're a connoisseur of Kelfer. I found out about Kelfer when I first went into the health food store, and I didn't realize that this is what the people in Europe were drinking was Kelfer. I kept saying, that's sour milk. They said, no, this is Kelfer. And now everywhere you go, people have a recipe for Kelfer.
Oh, yeah.
And they also, raw milk is coming back, and it's really popular.
And
it tastes great. It's so good for you.
You know, when I'm lucky enough to have someone bring me some, I definitely partake in it. I don't, unfortunately, own a cow or own a part of a cow, so I can't get it very readily. But I do definitely love raw and fermented dairy when I can get a hold of it.
And you know, I found that it is so good for children. And one of my shows, we talked a little bit about raw milk. And hopefully we're going to get a speaker on to talk more about raw milk and the benefits of it because people think that it's pasteurized, that, you know, that this milk has all the bacteria out. But unfortunately, unbeknown to most people, the cows produce a bacteria that will actually cleanse their own milk so that you don't need to pasteurize it. Pasteurizing came about, I was told, through the fact that was during the time they had the distills and they were using fermenting for the beer to preserve it on the shelf, so they thought they would use it with the milk. And after that, everybody wanted this milk that was pasteurized, not knowing that you're killing the enzymes and basically all of those amino acids, you can't digest them anymore.
And you look at, there's so many times that nowadays people have problems digesting dairy, and I've seen so many times when people have switched from, say, pasteurized, homogenized dairy to raw dairy, or even to a goat milk. It's just so much more well absorbed by the body. People who have thought they've had lactose intolerance or problems digesting dairy, is really the fact that the dairy being pasteurized has been made so difficult to digest that it's not the real dairy. It's just this insane form that it's in. You know what I mean?
Where it's been cooked and
it can just sit on the shelf forever. It's one of those things where your body has to work so hard to break it down that once people do get onto the more natural or unrefined dairy, it's you know, it's like they've never had a problem with dairy before.
Oh, I thought my son had a lactose intolerance when he was first born. Now, you can imagine, here I was saying, oh, he can't drink milk. Someone said, no, it's not that he can't drink milk, just like you indicated. It's that he can't break down the homogenized milk, so try goat's milk. When I tried goat's milk, it was a godsend.
Oh, I love hearing that.
The health food store knew me because I bought all the goat's milk because that's all you can drink with goat's milk.
Yeah, and it's so multi-purpose. People are, you know, even people who are thinking about the taste of it, you know, it's excellent. You know, some people might not like some fermented cheeses, but raw goat's milk—it's so close to the taste of regular dairy milk that it's very easy for people who've even grown up on regular, you know, dairy you get at the grocery store. It's not some foreign thing that a lot of people think of. It just has a real great, you know, natural taste to it, I would say. Even little
kids,
if you have them on it started.
But they knew why they were doing that. There was research, and one of the doctors, Dr. Muhammad, talked about colostrum. And I knew about colostrum firsthand because I breastfed one of my sons for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor kept telling me the benefit if you can hold out, because colostrum will prevent those diseases from the early diseases and
Absolutely.
Build up the child's immunity. And colostrum in and of itself needs to really be looked at again because there's so much colostrum you're getting in this cow's milk,
mm-hmm.
you know, so you're getting all the benefits of the immune deficiency so you could build up your immune deficiency. That's the main reason.
So important. And it's just a great extra there. I mean, milk is so healthy for you to begin with, but then when people finally look into colostrum or all of its benefits, its purpose there is to build immunity, like you were saying, and it's just such a superfood that you can get in the body. I always tell ladies, if ever possible, it is so greatly important. You can't do anything better than for your child other than abstaining from harmful substances during pregnancy than to breastfeed afterwards. It just does
and
so much.
They forget about fat. They think,
yeah.
you know, see, that's the other thing. They said, oh, cholesterol is so bad for your arteries. Mm. They're finding out it's not the cholesterol.
Absolutely.
The body, the brain has, the larger percentage of the brain is made up of fat, and children at an early age need a lot of fat in their diet, and there's some good fat, and it comes right out of that raw milk, and that fat right on top is what they need, and it calms them down, and it's also used for all those amino acids, and it gives them the ability to fight things off of the T cells. And then we're throwing the best part of ourselves away, talking about we don't want any fat. You need to have some fat, like what's it called, LDL fat.
Oh, yeah.
The kind that is good in the bile. And bacteria, the good bacteria, the probiotics, is also necessary in the lower bile. That we're throwing away too, saying we're killing off all the bacteria with these antibiotics.
Yes, and it's like, and we're walking around wondering what's wrong with me. It's, you know, it's so easy to retain health for a lot of people if you're just doing just the simple natural things that people had done for thousands and thousands, you know, since the beginning of time immemorial until we started putting food on the shelf and transporting food and making it unappealing to even, you know, I mean, when something sits on the shelf for years and bacteria don't want to eat it, you can imagine that it's not going to do too much for the body, you know. And when you do these when you keep your probiotics up in your gut, when you're giving your body food that's easily digested, it just makes so much more sense. But we've taken a step away from it, but I really do feel like people are finally starting to come back to it, which is nice.
It's also about how much you absorb, because if you don't have a system that can absorb anything and it's just going through the system, the most important thing is absorption and how much
Absolutely.
You can digest, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
and,
I'm going to look forward to getting into some conversation. I know they're going to start blinking those lights in a minute. go ahead with your last thought. What were you going to say?
You know, I'll just say I can't wait till talk to you further a little bit more tomorrow, Sherelle. It's been great so far, and I can't wait to get on to all kinds of new topics. I know I'm going to find all kinds of crazy tangents to go on, but I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jenny. It's been a blast. And ladies and gentlemen, please tune in tomorrow, same time, same place. That number once again is 646-478-0270. And we are signing off at the end of the day, saying that this is your advocate you need, Omien Kagar, and this is your advisor you need, Omien Kagar. And we'd like to thank Johnny, our guest, and he's going to come back and be with us tomorrow. And tomorrow we're going to have Johnny on the show, someone by the name of Dr. Lewis. He's the Energizer Insider, the one that puts you on the tray and sends energy to heal you through energy. So you're going to be in good company.
Excellent. I can't wait. Thank you, Sherelle.
All right, goodbye then. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Bye-bye.